Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
The January auction going on now at GreatPlainsAuction.com, featuring a 2016 Case IH Steiger 420 quad row track and more. Go to GreatPlainsAuction.com and browse the inventory. This auction ends January 31st at 11 a.m. Central. Great Plains Auction is a trusted and reputable marketplace for farm equipment and more. If you have something you want to consign, reach out to Great Plains Auction. And don't forget about the hay auction coming up February 1st. GreatPlainsAuction.com.
LivestockMarket.com puts you in control when buying or selling commercial livestock, seed stock, or show stock. The easy-to-use online platform at LivestockMarket.com offers private treaty, online auction, and live auction internet bidding. Animals are sold before they ever leave your place. And with LivestockMarket.com, there's no middleman. Buyers connect directly with livestock and hay producers. There's no easier way to find buyers for cattle, sheep, goats, pigs, and hay. Sell on your terms today with LivestockMarket.com.
At the American Farm Bureau Convention in Salt Lake City, President Zippy Duval of the organization says Congress has to step up and provide resources to improve the 2024 Farm Bill compared to the price supports of 2018.
The targets within Title I have to be modernized if it's going to be a true safety net. Farm Bill needs to have more farm in it, and we need to make sure that Farm programs helps a farmer survive critical times that he faces to get to the next year to plant another crop. And that's not just good for him and his family and his community. It's good for every American across this country because they are dependent on us to be able to fill their pantries and make sure it's in the grocery store for them to choose from.
Ideally, President Duval says that Congress will find some additional funds to help increase reference prices for Title I, the ARC and PLC program. But he says if we don't come up with those monies, we got issues.
I think it'd be devastating to agriculture. It will weaken our risk management tools, and they will be in a position where they will not be able to provide the coverage and protection that our farmers need to survive from one year to the next.
American Farm Bureau President Zippy Duval. Now, delegates are working today on putting together the policy positions for the General Farm Organization for the next year. One topic that they may be reaffirming as far as position to continue to work on is the result of the Supreme Court ruling against farmers regarding Proposition 12. Sam Kiefer, VP for Public Policy for Farm Bureau, says this is something that we've got to get Congress engaged on.
Whenever one state has the ability to dictate how other states act, that is troubling. But they did indeed, the Supreme Court justices state that Congress needs to weigh in. And that's where we continue to focus, as mentioned earlier, with the margins on Capitol Hill. We are working with both sides, both chambers. We need a bipartisan solution in order to make sure that one state cannot dictate practices to others.
The resolution session going on today in Salt Lake City will wrap up the 2024 American Farm Bureau Convention. Earlier in the convention on Sunday, the organization honored Oklahoma Congressman Frank Lucas, former chairman of the House Agriculture Committee, with their Distinguished Service Award. Congressman Lucas, when he was a chairman of the House Ag Committee, helped get the 2014 farm law across the finish line. You've got farm news on Ron. Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Market coming up on Thursday, January 25th. It'll be seen live on SuperiorClickToBid.com and on SLA TV. That's Dish Network Channel 997. They'll be offering 38,740 head on Thursday, January 25th. If you got questions, call them 800-422-2117. And, of course, check out the videos and more details of the lots being sold at SuperiorLivestock.com. That's SuperiorLivestock.com. And that's your farm news. I'm Ron Hayes.